Moving over to the creative writing communities, let's dive into discussions from our Writing with AI. First up, a user shares their creative journey titled, "I spent all my summer creating my entire OC universe, TV series, and movie using AI, specifically ChatGPT." The user explains that while they only used AI casually in the past, they decided in May or June to feed ChatGPT their childhood ideas for an original character series. They expected simple feedback, but the AI's response inspired them to fully flesh out the universe. Commenters praised the project, noting that AI is a fantastic medium for personal creative expression and world-building, with one pointing out that modern video tools make actual movie production closer than ever, while another emphasized that these projects don't even need to be published to be deeply rewarding. In another post, user Samuel, also known as Gnome, introduced his new platform with the title, "I built a writing platform for book authors. Free premium accounts for writing with AI subreddit." Samuel explains that after watching his wife struggle to write her first book across 5 different fragmented tools, he used his 15 years of software and AI experience to build Writinaclick, a centralized platform handling the entire book lifecycle from drafting to editing. Subreddit members warmly welcomed the developer, expressing gratitude for the generous offer of free premium accounts and praising the utility of the tool for both proper fiction and YouTube content creation. Next up, a thought-provoking discussion thread asks, "What does good writing mean to you?" The original poster prompts the community to define what makes text feel truly well-written, moving beyond basic grammar to consider flow, natural tone, and clarity. Top comments dove deep into narrative theory, with one user arguing that good writing is fundamentally about emotionally consistent characters whose actions stem naturally from their personalities rather than rigid plot requirements. Another user bluntly advised reading widely to develop literary taste before attempting to answer the question. We also saw a technical post titled, "Thoughts for Those Who Edit with AI and the New Watermarking." The author discusses strategies for navigating the upcoming era of ubiquitous AI model watermarks, noting that utilizing multiple different LLMs for editing helps decrease model-specific provenance tracking. Finally, a user posted a plea for direction titled, "Help Needed, Need Direction." A 42-year-old IT professional with an overwhelming workload shared their lifelong dream of writing books, which they began pursuing last year using AI to bypass the steep learning curve of prose writing. The community responded with immense empathy and robust philosophical debate. Top comments reassured the user that collaborative creation is the norm across all major entertainment industries, drawing parallels to writers' rooms, producers, and ghostwriters. Commenters advised the user to focus on heavy, rigorous editing and to view AI as a tool rather than a moral failing, while acknowledging that social biases and anti-AI sentiment mean creators must work harder to ensure high quality and careful polishing. Transitioning to the visual art side of Reddit, let's explore the top creations over at RRiArt. An aesthetically pleasing generation titled Oceanic Cake captured attention, with users remarking that it looked remarkably tasty, light, creamy, and visually delightful. Another popular post, Jaguar Warrior, showcased a striking tribal fighter. While commenters loved the crisp details, one playfully pointed out that the modern eyeshadow somewhat spoiled the historical vibe, and another suggested pairing her with an obsidian sword. A post titled "Red Hair" drew heavy engagement for its striking fantasy archer aesthetic, prompting community members to debate arrow-fletching mechanics and request future iterations featuring realistic leather armor. Other notable image posts included a stylish rendition of Psylocke that drew mixed feelings from nostalgic fans, alongside a diverse community showcase thread in assortment. Next, let's dive into the motion and cinematic experiments shared in RA Video and RA Videos. Topping the charts in RA Video is Bone Winder, an incredible animation piece that amassed 774 points. Commenters were blown away, noting how effectively the AI captured the distinct look of peak 1980s and 90s hand-drawn anime, with several expressing deep emotional attachment to the animated cat featured in the clip. Following closely behind is The Final Fair with 504 points, which users compared directly to a classic clip from the iconic 1981 animated cult film Heavy Metal. Another standout hit is Lover's Lagoon by Gossip Goblin, praised by fans for dripping with distinct style and proving how powerfully AI shines when steered by genuine artistic vision. Additionally, users enjoyed Stephen King Gets Rewritten, a brief tribute to the legendary author, and Ralph, Alien sitcom, where the creator detailed the immense effort required to script, pace, and sound design an Uncanny Valley Alien sitcom using platforms like Minimax 3 and Seedance 2.5. Over in RA Videos, community favorites continued to make waves. A repost of Lover's Lagoon, presented by Nirocore, brought back viral laughs, with users eagerly adding lines like asparagus-eating twat to their personal insult vocabularies. Other imaginative and bizarre submissions included a Frog Prince animation titled Some Curses Aren't Fully Broken, a continuation of A Day in the Life of Adult Timmy Turner, and a darkly humorous satirical short titled Painting 101 with Adolf Ross, which featured a Saxon actor noting how AI is transforming the lookalike performance industry.